I can delay the hell out of it.
Well, now, I don't want to talk to you long, because I got all day, and I'm just stretched out here in bed reading messages. I got a crime message and the rest of them, and I'm going to take it easy Saturday, but I don't want you to overdo it. Now, when are you going to Puerto Rico? Today or tomorrow?
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday, and how long are you going to stay? 2 or 3 weeks?
About 2 or 3 weeks, yes.
All right, okay, well, that's good. Now, is there anything that I can do to make you...
I don't know of a thing, thank you, sir. Well, you've done more than any could be expected.
I'm going to be in awful big trouble. I miss you every week. I want to talk to you about something, but... Now, what about this military assistance? Are you going to let Stennis hold hearings on McNamara on that? You know, Fulbright will not have it in his committee and introduce a separate bill.
And yeah, we'll let Stennis
have it. I just let him go on. It's cut and dried. We've got to have it. What we're going to have for Korea.
What are you going to do, though, when you get back to the House?
We're going to just pass the bill to just give the military what they've got to have, and we'll go back to the House, and you'll have one conference, and you'll meet with, I guess, with old Doc Morgan's group. And
Morgan told me he'd die and go to hell before he'd ever spent that bill.
He will, but after we passed him, and Fulbright's there, and Fulbright's awful mean and awful narrow and awful little, and just like Truman ought to resign, and I just have hell getting along. He's almost as tough to get along with as Mansfield.
Do you know the fella that raised the most hell about that STEP program?
Mansfield, yes.
He does.
Mansfield's got his hospital, and he's got all of his chips on his hospital, so he's against everything else. He's getting about $800 per capita in Montana. It's ahead of all the states. And he lost a hospital that shouldn't have been located there, and it's $1 million a year, and I told him I'd spend $1.6 million on one of these camps. But he wants the hospital, and it's in a little town of 8,000. They can't get any doctors to go there, and they haven't got a pathologist in it, and it costs $6 a day more to maintain it because it only has 90 beds, and it's only got 70% occupancy. But he says that this is an insult to the majority leader, and I never heard of it until it had been announced.
I had the biggest in his clothes, so I guess I got insulted.
Well, I never heard of the individual hospital. I didn't know Montana was on
that. Mine had 900 beds, and all of them full down at Domiciliary Place in Thomasville, Georgia.
Well, we've got 126,000 beds, and we're gonna have 126,000. That's what they got authorized.
We're gonna put one of those big youth centers in this hospital and at the Thomasville.
That's what they're gonna do in most of the places, and it'll be better. The GSA said they'd spend between $1.6 million and $2 million a year in Miles City, Montana, compared to the $1 million they spend it now. But that doesn't satisfy them. He's an unusual fellow, peculiar fellow.
Yeah, he is.
He's a very peculiar. And what we're doing, the Navy's having to lower its standards, and I don't want to screw anybody, but I think I'll just order them to lower ours. You all got no legislative control over that, have you?
No, sir.
Well,
you've got the authority
to lower the standards.
Change it, yeah.
And I don't see why it doesn't do the same thing that way.
Well, you can do it, of course.
And it seems to me that you're paying a mighty big price on an Anglo-Saxon white man to make his boy go and fight in Vietnam, but none of the others can because they're not, they don't have the exact IQ that the missile operates.
I held up the whole thing for years when he's tried to cut it back. For that very reason, not the Anglo-Saxon, but because you get the smart boys, black and white, killing them and the damn dumb bunnies.
That's escape. Well, I think we can make them where they're smarter, and I think we can improve them. And I believe the Navy has said, I just read it in the paper, I haven't talked to the Navy, but the Navy has said that all this talk about the draft and Goldwater's going to repeal it and all that kind of stuff has ruined their program. They can't get people for it now. So they're going to have to lower their physical and mental standards to get them. And I think if they do that, then we'll have to lower them for the others. And I don't see any reason why we can't lower them right down. It'd not take too many, but just the borderline. In other words, if you say I can't come into your committee and testify unless I've got a B average, I would modify it to B minus.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't drop it to D or F. I wouldn't take a 2 second grader, but I would just gradually do a little, and you don't have to move it much to pick up 10,000.
Well, but it's clear we ain't going to do away with the draft. They'll start coming back in, but that's all right. You got the authority to lower it if you want to.
Well, I'll have the military assistance and the I don't know, Dick, the trouble is with this finally, the great trouble I'm under. A man can fight if he can see daylight down the road somewhere.
Actually,
but there ain't no daylight in Vietnam. There's not a bit.
There's no end of the road. There's just nothing.
The more bombs you drop, the more nations you scare, the more people you make mad, the more embassies you get painted.
We're going to wind up with the people mad as hell with us that we're saving by being in there. It's just awful. Australian, everybody else is going to be mad in hell. It's the worst mess I've saw in my life. You couldn't have inherited a worse mess.
Well, they'd say I inherited, be lucky, but they'll all say I created after another day. You go get well and come back, and I got a big bed for you, and I want to see you. And I got three women want to see you.
Well, give all them my love.
I will. Bye.
Bye, sir.